It's 6:15 on a Tuesday morning, the 29th day of April. Doug and T-Ray with you until 9 o'clock this morning. Brian Suits at that time. Remember, at 11 o'clock, the NBA press conference, which undoubtedly we will have. I'm just saying we're going to have it live. We haven't actually talked to our program director, so I hope I'm not making an executive decision here. But I assume that we're going
to... I think you just did.
Did I? Yeah, maybe. I committed us to something without authority? Uh-oh. But I'm assuming we're taking the NBA press conference live,
yeah,
right?
Act first, apologize later.
Okay. That's the president can do it, so can you.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, why not? Why not? Okay, as far as I'm concerned. By the way, did I also say that in the next hour we're going to play nothing but Coltrane music?
I'm down.
All right, let's get into
this. That's going to go over real big.
It might not. Let's get the L.A. City Watchdog on board here. Jack Humphreyville, as we do every week at this time. Jack, how are you?
Very well. Good morning, Terry Ray.
Good morning.
So you've written a piece, and of course, Jack's L.A. City Watchdog column appears at citywatchla.com. And you ask a very good question. Who exactly is paying the legal bills for Brian D'Arcy, the head of the IBEW Local 18, the union that represents the DWP employees, the guy who is being the impediment to the city controller, Ron Galperin, getting the financial records of these two dubious trusts to find out what happened to the $40 million plus dollars of ratepayer money? And who is paying all these legal bills?
Well, nobody knows for sure, but there's a little bit of speculation out there that the two nonprofits are probably footing the bill, which would, you know, that certainly adds insult to injury. You know, if they're going to be paying, and the legal bills have got to be mounting. I mean,
Why isn't the union paying the bills? In other words, the IBEW.
Why bother the union when the ratepayers can do it? I mean, you know, we're the usual ATM for all these characters, whether it's the city council or it's the IBEW. You know, it's money that's sitting there to be spent, and it relates. You know, the logic probably is it relates to his expert management of these two trusts. And it's a trust-related expense. I wish they'd spend a little bit of money sending him to charm school.
Well, I don't care if he's a polite obstacle or not. I hate to differ with you on this, but I actually like the fact that Brian D'Arcy is a snarling, grumpy bear. I really do. Because it
gives us something to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. If he was a hail fellow well met, I mean, you know, it's easier to put a black hat on him this way, and it's kind of fun. He's the Darth Vader of local politics, and we just kind of enjoy it. But what we're not enjoying is the fact that we still, after all these months, don't know what happened to all that money. We had City Attorney Mike Fuhr on yesterday, and we discussed the legal angle on this, and it is significant that the judge did not stay his order and continues to leave the order in place. So while Brian D'Arcy and the IBEW, the union, is appealing the order to turn over the financial records, so far the courts haven't stayed the decision. The clock is ticking, and rapidly and loudly. May 6th, he is due in Ron Galperin's office personally to hand-deliver. The order was he has to show up in person and deliver these records.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing on this one is, you know, not only who's paying the bill, but where's the city council? You know, it sounds to me like these campaign contributions have just created a culture of, culture of corruption and cronyism at our city council. And, you know, guys, you know, this is our money. But they really don't care, I don't think.
Well, they're hiding, you know, Jack, they're hiding under their desks like Kent Shocknick in a 4.0. Because they know that while Mayor Garcetti won his election without IBEW money, without union money from the DWP union.
He actually won it because of the IBEW money.
Not being there, right?
But the
city council, a lot of the city council members can't make that claim, so they don't want to have their necks exposed on this.
At least 10 of the city council members have taken dough from D'Arcy.
10 out of 15.
Yeah.
So
and,
you're not,
and
you're
the
not
other guys
hear a
are
peep.
Probably scared to death that he's going to go out and pull a Bernie Parks on him, where he finances the competition.
Well, here's the thing. You know, his track record now is not great because this is why he's dangerous. He's lost a bunch of important races in a row. Remember, he was big time behind Measure B, the solar panel nonsense that went up in flames. and mercifully so. And he also did back the Gruhl campaign for mayor, which didn't work out. So he's not the omnipotent person that he once was, and he's not quite in Donald Sterling territory right now. But depending on what we find out is in those financial records, his political clout could be coming to a rapid conclusion. Which would be a great liberation from the city for city politics to be freed of this.
Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting one in that he, you know, where he stands politically, but as a union leader, you know, he can make the life miserable for the management of the Department of Water and Power. They can start to file grievances about this and about that and just tie up the department in knots. Already he's sort of, turned away, you know, some outsourcing deals that would have been helpful to, you know, to fix up our infrastructure, you know, the utility poles, for example. He basically vetoed an outside company coming in who's significantly more efficient. As it is, the power liability program is, you know, over budget, behind time.
Well,
it's a mess.
You know, Jack, you've been watching these characters for years and years and years, and this is the problem. And I know that whenever we say things like this, I get 50 emails from guys who are in the union who are mad at me for saying it, but it's just the truth. He's an impediment to reform in the city. He's great for his members. I understand why IBEW union members
love him so much.
If I were in the IBEW Local 18, I'd have a Brian D'Arcy poster over my bed like a rock star.
Absolutely, because
he's delivered the goods but it's not good for the ratepayer and it's not good for the city. The same way, for instance, when our old buddy Duffy, A.J. Duffy, was heading to UTLA, the United Teachers Los Angeles Union, he was an impediment to reform. He just was. And as soon as he went into the private charter business, he actually went and undid. He didn't want to apply any of the work rules and protections for the teachers in his charter schools that he had imposed on the city of Los Angeles at LAUSD. So,
yeah.
You know, this is part of the problem. The nexus, the power of the public employee unions and their influence at City Hall is matched and equaled only by the power of billionaire developers.
What do you really think, Doug?
Well, no, but it's true. But that's who runs the city, Jack. Yeah. We know that it's developers and public employee unions have the pink slip on city government.
No, there's no question about it. You know, the one thing that hits me is I've been running around meeting people at DWP for a bunch of years, and the one thing that I've come away with is most of the people that work there, all the people that work there for Grand Isle, are decent people. And how these guys can put up with this PR that D'Arcy's generating is just beyond me. I would think they'd want to put their head in it. You know, it's sort of like being a Saints fan, put, you know, the old days where they used to put bags over their head. It's just, this guy's just got to be embarrassing the hell out of them. I mean, I guess they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, they're not embarrassed at all. I mean, how are you going to be embarrassed when you're getting paid, you know, 20, 30, 40% above the national average with fantastic benefits packages? Why would you be embarrassed by that? I mean, that's he's a hero. He brought home the bacon, and DWP employees have nothing to be embarrassed about by Brian D'Arcy. In fact, they will mourn him if this story takes him out, because he's enriched them enormously, and
he's done a great job for his membership.
Yeah, there's nothing for them to apologize about. It is 6:24. Remember, you can read Jack's column at citywatchla.com. Let's go do traffic first on the fours.